My name is Sophie Olmsted. For some time now, I have worked with clay on the wheel. Last winter, while studying abroad in Paris, I took a figuration sculpture class, which was totally different from throwing on the wheel. There were seven or so older French women in the class, and we stopped halfway through our studio time for tea and chocolates. While working with them, I found that working with my hands to make sculpture was liberating. Rather than striving to form the perfect pot on the wheel, I was free to add and take away clay where and when I saw fit. Working in this new way felt direct. This fall, when I began my thesis, I turned an unanticipated corner in my studio practice when I began to merge my past skills as a functional potter with my newfound interest in hand building. In early January, I discovered a new pinching technique. I started pinching up a pot's wall rather than working more horizontally around the form. When I began this work, I was emulating surface designs that I had seen in other pots. But with this new technique, my work evolved into something that seems more original. The surface pattern is now a direct record of the way I squeeze the clay from the base to the top to form each unique lip. I use a white matte glaze at varying thicknesses. When applied more liberally, the opaque glaze allows for light and shadow to smooth and clarify the form. But in a thinner layer, the glaze shows more of the clay body's gray color and the surface's record of my touch. The white also serves as a wonderfully blank canvas for food and drinks. I felt a surge of energy to create more work because of this new approach. Through this exploration, I am learning more about my character, my values, and the way I want my art to show who I am. For example, I now see that simplicity plays an important role in my sense of beauty. I hope that when people use these pots, they are reminded that what they are holding in their hands was made by another human's imperfect, strong, and sometimes shaky fingers. I hope they find the work's wobbles endearing, humble, disarming, and maybe beautiful.